Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's go live to the White House and correspondent Mona Kosar Abdi. The impeachment proceedings. Mona, we know yesterday that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi instructed House Democratic Chairman to start drawing up articles of impeachment. How did the White House react to that?
Right. So the White House strategy, what's interesting about that is a little different from what we're seeing from House Republicans. We heard from Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who says that he accused Pelosi of hurting the nation by advancing impeachment. He says that for Democrats, this is all about the 2020 election and their fear that they will not be able to beat President Trump come that election. But the White House, it seems, their strategy is to rely on this Senate trial. Of course, the Republicans control the Senate, and we heard from Stephanie Grisham yesterday, who said that the White House and the president's team is looking forward to a quote-unquote fair trial in the Senate. The president as well has said that he wants Democrats to rush through this process. He said, if you're going to impeach me, do it now so we can take it to the Senate and have a trial there. So it seems that is a strategy that they're relying on, that Senate trial. But then again, the White House is also, in a sense, prolonging the process because they're not complying with subpoenas. They're barring certain White House officials from testifying in the impeachment inquiry. So you see kind of this twofold strategy from the White House. But House Republicans say that Democrats are moving way too fast through this process. We heard from their legal expert on Wednesday, who said that there's just not enough evidence to prove that the president's actions constitute as impeachable, and that Democrats are moving way too fast before actually finding that evidence.
Mona, do we know if the president's attorneys will participate in the impeachment proceedings against him? Isn't today a deadline?
There is. There's a 5 p.m. deadline to respond to House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler's inquiry about the White House participating in future impeachment hearings. They already have a hearing scheduled for next Monday, but the White House has signaled that they're not interested in participating. What was interesting is last week when Adam Schiff mentioned that the president has been blocking senior White House officials from testifying, including his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, who was implicated in some of the evidence that the Intelligence Committee put in their report. The president said that he actually wants his top officials to testify, but not if he said the impeachment inquiry is going to be a quote-unquote total fix. So on one hand, he's saying, yes, I would love them to testify, but not if this is a sham. And that is how the president has been categorizing the impeachment inquiry from the beginning. He's called it a sham, a witch hunt, and a total fix. So it seems that right now, the White House is not interested in participating.
Okay. And do you think this vote could happen before Christmas?
It is very likely to happen before Christmas. And again, that's something that House Republicans say is, you know, Democrats trying to go ahead and wrap up the impeachment proceedings before the election year of 2020. But it seems that, you know, the president is for this. He's saying go ahead and hold that vote because he knows that, you know, while House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, by instructing the chairman to go ahead and draft articles of impeachment, feels that she has the necessary votes in the House, that's not the case in the Senate. And the president has a good feeling about the Senate trial.
Mona, we appreciate the time this morning. Mona Kosar Abdi joining me live from the White House.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.